Okay, Ollie, you came through the two legs against Drogheda United, certainly the home leg with a fair wee degree of comfort, but Limerick will present an all too different challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's taking nothing away from Drogheda. We're probably now in the position that Drogheda were in the second leg, that, you know, we were complaining about lack of game time. Now we got maybe too much game time in the basis. We now have picked up suspensions and injuries from the Drogheda, no more than they did against Shelburne. And eventually it caught up with Drogheda. You know, we were obviously concerned that it might catch up with us, but we're playing a full-time side with serious pedigree, and you know, it's a serious ask of us, to put it that way, too.
Have you seen much of Limerick over the season, Ollie? Do you know much about them?
Well, we know plenty about them now. We saw them, both myself and Paul Hegarty, and indeed William O'Connor up in Cockhill in the FAI Cup. A lot of them players will be playing on Monday night. Of course, we've done our homework in the last number of days on them, and they're a serious outfit, and there's no point in saying anything different. They have led, but they're like, I mean, the likes of Danny Morrissey and Killian Cantwell, who were brilliant with us last year, we all know them well, but they have lads that were there before, Shane Duggan, Shane Tracy, Sean Kelly, obviously, from here. You know, they were there the last time we played them, but then the likes of Barry Maguire, that people or might have gone under the radar, you know, I saw him play both on the telly and indeed in the FAI Cup, and he's a class act. And it's only when you inquired about him, you realise this fella has played about 200 games in the Dutch league at the top division. You know, that's the quality we're going up against. I mean, I came across something there that, you know, even Paddy McCourt didn't remember. He'd have scored a goal for Utrecht against Celtic, hammered them 4-0, to put them out. I think they put them out of the Europa League about 8-9 years ago. And, you know, Paddy would have been involved with Celtic at the time. This is the quality we're playing. You know, and we have Paddy McCourt, if you like, but Paddy McCourt will be 10 years older than likes of Barry, and that's kind of maybe the part that's going under the radar of the quality of what we're playing against on Monday night.
Well, yet and all, they're part of a team, Ollie, that have really struggled in the Premier Division this season, and they haven't won for so long, you know, in contrast to Harps.
Yeah, but we're talking about two different divisions completely. You know, we've played one Premier Division side all year, and that was Dundalk. We didn't beat them. No, okay, that might be a little bit harsh, but you know, your Limericks have beaten Bray, although we've beaten them in extra time, in fairness to them that way. They've had some brilliant results. They beat Waterford 6-3 down there. You know, Waterford haven't conceded 6 goals since, although that may be an exaggeration. They've beaten Waterford at home. They were 1-0 down. They nearly held Dundalk to a scoreless draw in the Markets Field, and they conceded in the last couple of minutes. They've got serious quality. The likes of Billy Dennehy, you know, these are all top Premier Division players with Cork, Pats, and now Limerick. I think that's the part we're trying to get across our players and our supporters, that this Drogheda was tough, without doubt, but this is a much tougher ask.
Yeah, and I know it was mentioned in the press conference as well, Ollie, but does the victory over Limerick back in 2015 play any part this week?
Unfortunately not, no. I mean, we have, from that game, with the two Cairns, Keith, Nathan Boyle was there then. I think that's all that's there. They've got...
Maybe Gareth Harkin?
Gareth, Gareth was there. They have Shane Duggan, Shane Tracy, Sean Kelly. Young Killian Bruder was a sub that day. I think that's, you know, there might be 5 or 6 players on the pitch on Monday night that were involved in that. So no, you know, you're talking about the other 15, 16 players have no memory. They mightn't even be at the match, to put it that way to you. But, you know, this is a totally different kettle of fish completely, that Limerick have been preparing for the last month for this game. They knew where they were going to finish, and they've got a clean bill of health and wiped off their suspensions to prepare for Monday night. Unfortunately, we couldn't, but we can't have it anyway, because we were complaining a couple of weeks ago about lack of game time, and we certainly got that against Drogheda. But we've paid a heavy cost with bodies down.
Okay, well, Limerick fans played their part in making it a difficult night for Harps down in the first leg in Marcus Field 3 years ago, Ollie. So the home supporters this Monday night will hopefully do the same for Harps.
Yeah, well, look, we need them. They were brilliant last Friday, and there's no point in saying anything different. They came out in their numbers, and you know, we gave them something to hold on to. We went 1-0 up. You know, we could easily go 1-0 down, and we need them even more so to back us should that happen. Like, if we play well, this will have a lot of twists and turns. If we play well. If we don't play well and Limerick play at their potential, no. We need Limerick not playing as well as they can, and us at our very, very best to turn this over. It's a huge ask, and we need them. And, you know, we said it, man, woman and shy last week, and they were there. to their credit. But should we go a goal down? Should we go a goal up? That the back of 70 bit is what they did last Friday night.
Yeah, and hopefully Paddy McCourt's not one of those players that's a doubt for Monday night, but this could be his last appearance at Finn Park for the club, Ollie. He has certainly, the fans have taken to him anyway, and there's no surprise there, given his performances. He's been a special player for the club.
Yeah, he most certainly has. I mean, you know, you're talking about what ability he has and the way he's conducting himself both on and off the pitch, with, in particular with the young lads, and that he gives his shine to. He hasn't just come up in here to play. He's bought into completely. But Paddy, you know, we'll see what Paddy can do in the next two games. He certainly may struggle for Monday night, but we're hoping to have him, you know, ready for the Friday.